Introduction to Sayyiduna Mujaddid al-Thani rahmatullahi alayh. His name is Ahmad. His kunya is Abul Barakat. And his title is Badruddin. A great spiritual leader of the Naqshbandiya order, Sayyiduna Mujaddid al-Thani Sheikh Ahmad Sirhindi Faruqi Naqshbandi rahmatullahi alayh was born in Sirhind, India in 971 Hijri, corresponding to 1563 CE. He, rahmatullahi alayh, is from the progeny of Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyiduna Umar Farooq Al-A'zam, radiyallahu ta'ala an. Sayyiduna Mujaddid Al-Thani, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, learned many sciences from his honorable father, Shaykh Abdul Ahad, rahimahullahu ta'ala. His respected father nurtured love for fara'id and nawafil in him. At the age of 17, he had completed his education. Mujaddid al-Thani, rahmatullahi alayh, mentioned about benefiting from three spiritual orders. He says, I attained firm faith from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam by virtue of many generations, meaning 21, 25, and 27 generations of the Naqshbandiya, the Qadiriya, and the Chishtiya spiritual orders. Sayyiduna Mujaddid al-Thani, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, would continue reciting the Holy Qur'an during travel. Sometimes, he would recite the Qur'an completely three or four times. And when he recited a verse of prostration, he came down from his ride and prostrated. His Persian writing, Maktubate Imame Rabbani, is his most famous writing. Its Arabic, Urdu, Turkish, and English translations have been published. The names of four of his booklets are as follows: Isbatun Nubuwa, Risala Tahliliya, Ma'arife Ladunniya, and Sharh Ruba'iyat. On 28th Safarul Muzaffar, 1034 Hijri, corresponding to 1624 CE, he breathed his last. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. His son, Khwaja Muhammad Sa'id, rahmatullahi alayh, led his funeral salah, and thereafter he was laid to rest adjacent to his late son, Khwaja Muhammad Sadiq, rahimahullah. His blessed shrine is a center of blessings in Sirhind Sharif, India.